We are on Daf, Lamed Hei Med Aleph, four lines for the bottom, from the bottom. Shamu lo le'isha ve'in siva. What is the din if a isha was a malve and she was goive a karke from the loive? Bezdin was mighty the karke from the loive. Vin Siva, and now she got married. And now the Shaila is that the Loive, we'll see later, it's speaking about that she died. And now the Karka belongs to her husband. The Shaila is, can the Loive be poide the Karka from her husband? And the study as Shaila will see soon. Oishamu mina de isha, or a second case, a isha apnuya borrowed money, and they took her karka away from her, vein tziva, and then she got married, umesa, and now she died. And now, in the second case, the Baal wants to be poide the karke from the malve. In the first case, the loive wants to be poide the karke from the Baal. That means the isha was goive the karke, now she got married, now she died, now the karke belongs to her husband, and the loive wants to be poide the karke from her husband. And the second case is that a malva was goive a karke from her, and now she got married, and now she died. And the Baal comes over to the malva, and he wants to be poide the karke from the malva. So what are the tzdodei ashayla? Baal benichsei ishtoi loikeyachave. Does the Baal benichsei ishtoi have a din of a loikeyach? And if he has a din of a loikeyach, loi meheda veloi mahadrin alai. So the Gemara is poshet to shayla. Baal benichsei ishtoi loikeyachave. The Baal, Benichse Yishtai is a Lekeach, and therefore, Loi Meheda. So in the first case, when the Loive wants to take away the Karke from the Baal, so he can't take it away from the Baal, because we had Zovna, we had three cases, Zovna Uta V'yova B'matone, is there's no din basisa vayosha batoi hani mikora daite da arinochitz. The whole din basisa yosha batoi was only said by a malve. That was a daite de zuzi nochitz. That the malve lechatchila, when he lent his money, it was under the understanding that he's going to get back money. So even though he was goive karke, so there's a din vasisa vayosha vatoi, give back the karke and take money. Because adaita dezuzi noches, when you lent the money, that was the mutual understanding. You're lending money to get back money. You didn't lend money to invest in real estate. But zavno, if the malve sold the karke to someone else, to a lekeach, so now the lekeach gave his money to acquire a karke, to purchase a karke. So now the loive can't come over to the lekeach and says, give me back the karke. Listen, I don't give me back my money, I purchased a karke. So now there's no din of vosisa hayosha batoi, and the lekeach to give back the karke. So now we have here two cases. One case, the loive is coming to the Baal, and he wants to get back his karke. So we say, loy meheda. He doesn't have to give it back. Baal benichse yishtoi lekeyachav. So therefore, loy meheda. Veloy mahadrinon lay. And in the second case, when the woman had borrowed the money from her malvit, and then later she got married, and later she died, and now the Baal wants to come and be paid the karka that the malva was given from her, since he is aleikeyach, v'loy ma'adrin alei, we will not give him back the karka, and we'll explain this soon. But how do we know that the Baal is aleikeyach? The Omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Beusha Iskino Ha'isha Shemocha Benichsei Meluk Bechaye Baila. Ha'isha that sold the Nichsei Meluk Bechaye Baila Umeisa Habal Meitzi Miyad Alakuchis. So the Baal is Meitzi Miyad Alakuchis. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vinciva, she got married. That means she was a malva. Vafilu leishama son lebaila biksubosa. Liyais nichsei tzein barzel shen knuyen lebao. If it would be nichsei tzein barzel, so that's poshet. That the baal acquired the karka. So it's mamish zovna. So it's poshet. That the loive cannot be paid in the karka from the baal. Ela ikvison laatzma, she held the karka for herself. Lia is nichsei meluk, that this is nichsei meluk, hakaren shalom. Vabaal eichel payas. So that is the halacha. That she did, we're speaking about karka nichsei meluk, that it is her kalk, and he is a schus achilas pay. Baal, benichsei meluk shel ishtoi, loikeyach havi. Din loikeyach nosnu boi chachomim. The chachomim gave him a din loikeyach. Hilkach, so since he is a din loikeyach on the kalk, loi mehedo. So he's not mechuyev to return the karka. Heichad shamu lo, when they were shum the karka for her, which she was a pnuya. V'insivon, she got married. Umeisa, and she died. V'yosha baila, and the baal yarshentov. So be'etzem, there's a din yerushas habal. And from Rashi it would seem, as the din Yerushas Habal, the loive would be able to be poide the karka from the baal. But since he has a din loikeyach, kedamrinen, zovna, it's considered he purchased it, adaita da are noches, a loikeyach, when he purchased the karka, he wants to remain with the karka. And therefore, there's no din vasisa hayosho vatoiv. So from Rashi we see clearly, we'll see in Taisha, not like this, but from Rashi we see clearly, that since he's a loikeyach, and the Gemara's going to prove this later, that we have a klal, by zovna, there's no din of Shuma Hoto. The loy mahadrina loy, a second case, heichu v'shomo mino. They were shoma kaka, she was a pnuya, she borrowed money, and they took a kaka away from her. V'insiva, and she got married. Umeisa, and now she died, v'yosha baila, the baal yashinta. Ubo lahachzir achoiv. Now the Baal is coming to her malve. He wants to pay back the choiv. Velita lakarke. Leimotzi lemeimo yersha ani. I'm her yerish. Dechelekeach shavyu rabbonon veloike yerish. He has a din lekeach and not a yerish. Now let us explain this din. Why is a din lekeach? We'll see soon. But what Meiker Adin, Lekeach Shavyu Rabbonon. That means Meiker Adin is a Yairish, and Rabbonon gave him Adin Lekeach. Now, if he would be a Din Yairish, so I saw on Beis Lachem Yehudi brings from the Imre Bine to Mahalchem why he could be paid the Kalke. One Mahalach is that a Yairish Yarshins from the Moirish, all the schusim that the Moirish had, that Nichlal and the Din Yerusha. Now, just like the Isha, if the Isha would be alive, she was the Loive. Kozman, she's alive, she comes to her Malva, and she tells the Malva, listen, you took a karka 20 years ago, it's irrelevant, we learned Shuma Hodra Loilam, you took a karka from me, I want you to return to me the kalka. Here's back the money. Here's the money I borrowed from you. Give me back the kalka. And there's a din mishum vasisa yosha vatoiv, she can reclaim the kalka. That is the din that a loive is peveya the kalka from the mouth. So the Mribina wants to say, a yoirish acquires all the schusim of the Meirish. So just like his wife had a right to demand back the Kalke, she has a right to be paid in the Kalke. So if he'd be a Yairish, so he yarshins from her husbands, he also can be paid in the Kalke. The Moshe says, he's not a Yairish, he's a Lekeach. That's one Mahalach. A second Mahalach, Dim Rebina wants to say, that Be'etzim, this schus to be paid to the Kalka doesn't go over by Yerusha. It's not a bailus, it's a dover shein by mamish. That means it's the Kalka belongs to the Malva. Mishum Vasisa Vayosha Vatoy, they said the Loive has a right to be paid. It's a schus hazah. That doesn't go over by Yerusha. I mean, that you can be Meirish or something. It's a double shame by mamas. No, in the takone of Shuma Hodra Loilom, the takone was that Shuma is Hodra to the Loive and to the Yerusha HaLoive. It was a besondere takone. I mean, it's not an automatic halacha. Since I'm a Yerish, a Yarshin from her, the schus pidyon. Could be that doesn't go over by Yerusha. But Akufa was the takone that just like the loive can be paid there from the malve, the shume, so the yorshe haloive can also be paid there. So if the Baal would be a yorish of the isha, so he also could be paid the kalke from the malve. But the Gemara says he's not a yorish, he's a lekeach. And the whole takana was only said, the Yershe HaLoive, he is considered a Lekeach from the Isha, not a Yerish of the Isha. Now, where do we see this takana that they gave him a Din Lekeach? So the Gemara says, Tamarab Yeshi Bachanine, Busha Iskino, Ha'isha, Shemocha, Benichse, Meluk, Bechaye, Bailo, Umeiso habal moitzi miyad alakuchis. There was a takonis usha. Ha'isha shemocha benichsei meluk. Liyois, now what happened over here? An isha got married. And she sold the nichsei meluk. Now, without any takonis, what should the din be? That means he has nichsei meluk, which means the kalki belongs to her. The gufa kalki is hers, and the bal is a schus to eat the peiris of the kalki. Now, when she's married, she was married, she goes and sells the karka to Olikeach. She sells the karka, which al pi iker adin, makes sense, and the karka is hers. Now, the Olikeach can kick the husband out of the karka, because the Baal has a schus achilas peiris in the karka. So therefore, the Baal has a schus achilas peiris, but the karka belongs to the Olikeach. So the minute that the Isha will die, he'll take over the karka. That would be Meikar Adin. Chazal made a takone in Ushe, Chazal made a takone in Ushe that the Mechire is not chal. Bar Moitzi Guf HaKalka Miyad HaLokuchis, he takes away the karka from the lekuchis. Vochi mukilo beperkisha biksubis. Takones usha begufo shel karka. Takones usha was, al snichsim belukis aschus achilas peiris. There was a takones usha, he can take away from the lekeach who purchased the karka the day after the chasana, he purchased the karka, he takes away from the lekeach the karka. Now how does that work? Alme, Kilakeach Shavyu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said that even though Mei Iker Adin, you only have a Schus Yerusha the Karke, we made a Takone, if she dies, it's Keilu, you purchase the Karke as soon as you get married. You purchase, if she's going to die, not you're going to Yerush it Mikana Lahabe. No, it's Keilu, you purchase it from your wife the day she got married. So when she sold the Karke right after the Chasana, I'm sorry, the Mechira isn't Chal. She sold her husband's Karke. That means Chazal made, she's going to die in Alpi, Hilchis Yerusha, the Karka would belong to her husband, then, afterwards. So Chazal made a takone that if she sold it, that she should be unable to sell it, and if she dies, so Tkilu, the husband, purchased the Karka right after the Chasana, so she was unable to sell it. Alma kilakeh shavyu rabbonon, v'omalei, so the Baal goes over to the lekeh and tells him, ani lakachti rishen. I bought it before you bought it. Dikisha yoyrish shavyu rabbonon, if he would be only a yoyrish, which he is yoyrish shemocha oviv nechosov v'chayiv ein la Yerushabem, a yoyrish at the meirish, so a yoyrish only yarshens what is left over by the meirish. If the meirish sold it, the yoyrish doesn't yarshen anything. So without this takone, that would take be the din, that if she sold nichsei maluk, so kozman she's alive, her husband would eat the nichsei the peiris. As soon as she dies, so then Lekeach takes over the karka. There was a takona sushi sadin Lekeach. Bushi is kinik shoises and hadr busha shagos of Yoshua sham said hadri gayla kemrina bereish shan gabi asore masoi. So what does it say in Agamori? So since in Usha they gave him a din Lekeach, so he is a straight din Lekeach. I mean, all halachas are ready. This din Lekeach was Letei Masoi. That was the Teivosei Taka. But now, since he has a Din Lekeach, so there'll be one Din Liteivosei and one Din Lecheivosei. That means if he wants to take away, if a Malva took away from his wife, now he wants to be paid in the Karka, Chazal tell him, Anshuldik Rami, it's your Lekeach. You only a Yerish of the Leive can take away the Shume from the Malva. You're not a Yerush, you're a Lekeach. So here, this because of this Din Lekeach, he can't be paid the Karka that the Malva taken away from his wife when she was a Pnuyah. Leidach Gise, if his wife was a Malva and then she got married, so from Rashi it would seem if he'd have a Din Yerush, so then the Malve would, then the Loi would be able to be paid for him, But since he has a din lekeach, therefore the leiva can't be paid of him, because we say, adat and the aron nochis. This is the sugya aliba derash. Now, that's what Rashi says clearly, that the sole reason why the loive cannot be paid the cock in the first case, loime heda, is because he is a din lekeach. That's what Rashi says clearly. Din lekeach nas nabaitachamim, hilkach loime heda. Weiss they see, if he would have been a Yoyrish, so the loive would be able to be paid for him. And we had in the Gemara, Zavna Ulta V'yavu B'matone, so there the din is, by a Yoyrish, the loive cannot be paid from the Yoyrish. And here Rashi says, Nitazai. So the Teretz is Poshit, because we learned yesterday, Ulta means, we said either means, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, that means that the father was manchel to this Yoyrish, he gave him this chelik. He gave him this chelik, or it's speaking about Amat Nashchiv Mara, that he gave him this chelik. So Pshat is, the father wanted to give him a specific karka. So he wanted to give it to him. So just like by Aloikeach, when Aloikeach purchased something, so he says, listen, Adaita da Arenochis, listen, I purchased a kalka. I didn't purchase to get back my money, I purchased a kalka. When the father, the Malve, gives a matone, that's Yovib Matone, or Ult is also matone, I wanted you should have this kalka, I specifically gave you this kalka, so I wanted that you should have this kalka, so we have the same concept of Adaita da Arenochis. But if there was no specific matone from the malve to the yoyrish, now whatever the malve had, the yoyrish yarshin, whatever the malve had, the yoyrish yarshin, so then the yoyrish isn't any better than the malve. So just like the, it's not shaladayte the arenochis, I was given a kalke, I have to remain with the kalke. There was no nochis. Whatever the malve had, you were quiet. The malve had a kalke, which there was a haloche, mishum vasisa yosha vatoy, the malve has to give back the kalke to the loive. So now you're yashin, what the malve had, so you also have to give it back. That's why Rashi said the only reason that the husband does not lay mad is because he's a lekeach. Al-t'ulte, because here it's not applicable. Here it wasn't given to him by matone. If you learn al-t'din yoyrish, whatever his wife had, he yarshin. So there's no din adayte da'ar enochis. Now let us see Taisvis. Lekeach have it, but Taisvis did have this kashin. So Taisha says, I feel we have a Yoyrish, lay meheder. Taisha says, why does he love to say lekeach have it? And that's the only reason why the Baal does not give back the kalka to the loive. I feel we have a Yoyrish, lay meheder. Kidama, zov neute. This is Taisha's card. So I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he says, a beautiful vault. He says, what's the small of Taisha's? Rashi's right. The whole Olamdus of Ulta is Davke Adaita Da'are Nochis. See, there's no Adaita Da'are Nochis. So he says, Be'etzem, the Gemara says, Tula Shainis. The Gemara says, Zovno Ulta V'yove B'matone, Adaita Da'are Nochis, V'lav Adaita De'zuzi Nochis. When the Gemara differentiates between a Malve and a Yoyrish, or a Leikeyach, or a Mekabel Matone, so the Gemara says, there's two differences. One difference, but a Malve, why is there Din Vosisa Yoshev Atoiv, that the Loive has to give, that the Malve has to give back to the Loive the Kalke? Because the Loive comes to the Malve and he says, listen,
when you lent me the money, you were in the real estate business. You lent me the money to get back money. I didn't have money to pay you back, so Bezlin took my car. Fine. But that wasn't the original Obmach. The original Obmach, you're lending money, you're going to get paid back money. Then I didn't have money, you got a Kalka. 20 years later, I got money, give me back the Kalka. So the concept of that what a Loivik can mon back the Kalka from the Malva after 20 years, after 50 years, is because there's a concept, a tight de Zuzi Noches. That means your whole giving me money was al das to get back money. So I'm giving you back money. I had the kalka for 50 years. I'm giving you back money now. Give it back to me. Because by the Malva there's a concept of a day to the Zuzinot. So Tois was held. So by a Yoyrish, a day to the Zuzinot you don't have. That means this time a day to the Zuzinot is only applicable by a Malva. A Malva, you lent money to get back money, you always have to be satisfied in getting back money. Even though you had the Kalka now for 20 years, you have to give back the Kalka and give me, because I died to the Susie Novus. A Yoyrish was never a Malva. So Memelis Otoisvis holds every Yoyrish does not have to give back the Kalka. That is Shitas Otoisvis. Rashi held the Iker Nekuda is Adaita the Arinochis. I wanted a Kalka, he gave me a Matona Kalka. So that's only applicable if a Kalka was given to him. For Yashin, whatever the Malva had. So here we have, this is the Chilik. You can't say Adaita the Arinochis, but you can't say Adaita the Zuzinochis also. So that's the Chilik between Rashi and Tosfos. About Kaponim, Tosfos holds that what the Gemara says, that if he's a Yoyrish, he would not have to give it back. Afilu, he have a Yoyrish, le mehedek, edam azov na ute, ele mishum le madrine le nokte. The Yoyrish have a madrine le, so but that what the Gemara chapt on, le keyach have, is for the second shayla, if madrine le, al mishum le madrine le nokte, the Yoyrish have a madrine le, Shaben paid the kalke shel ovid. The ben is paid the kalke shel ovid, and as we mentioned before, that a yoyrish has a schus to all the schusim that the moyrish had. The yoyrish has also. So just like the loive who is had a schus pidyon. So Memele, he also has a schus pidyon. So he'd be a Yoyrish, but since he's a lekeach, he doesn't have a schus pidyon. Va'af al gav de beperik yesh noichlen masik de tovelei ovdolei o Yoyrish o lekeach. The Gemara says, this thing Yoyrish o lekeach is, the Gemara says like this, that a bal is a lekeach, we say. Oh, bal is a lekeach. Should come out by yovel. He should return the kalka to the yovshe ha'isha. He's a lekeach from the isha. A lekeach only acquires through yovel. After yovel goes back to the bal marishayne. Tuma says, no, the tovelay of the lekeach. He's a yoyrish. Ben Salainzer, if it's good for him to be a Yoyrish, he's a Yoyrish. If it's good for him to be a Lekeach, he's a Lekeach. So this din Yoyrish in Lekeach is a schus that the Baal has, and whatever is good for him, that's what he is. So by Nirsay Meluk, she sold the Kalke to someone else, so he's a Yoyrish. The Lekeach will tell him, I'm sorry, you can't Yashin, it was sold to me. He said, no, I'm a Lekeach. I bought it from her already. So then he's a lekeach. When it comes to yovel, he's a yoyrish. So now Tosfos says, I'm a lekeach. So if this din yoyrish and the lekeach by the baal is vosaloinsechtem, that's what he is. So Tosfos says, I'm a lekeach. And Agamore says, that if they had taken a karka, she was a loiva, his wife was a loiva, and Shomron, the malva, took a karka from her, now his wife died, he wants to come to the malva, wants to get back the karka, she tell him you're lekeach. So he said, listen, I'm a Yerush also. Why over here, that's Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara in Yesh Lachem says that whatever it's good for him, that's what he is. Some say, I'm a Yerush. Forget about the Dilukat. And I'm a Yerush. That's Tosfos Kasha. V'ah, v'agav, de beperk, Yesh Lachem, masik, de tove, lay of the lay. Whatever is good for him, that's what he is. A Yerush, a Lachem. Amrinen, hosam, bahayche, the Ike Pseida Lachina of the Leitov. But the Gemara says, if someone else has a Hefzik, because of this, then they didn't make, the, then this, this, the, then, the Tovalei, then we don't say of the Leit. If someone will have a Hefzik because of this, Lekach Oche, Lahavike Yerish, Mishum Pseida the Malve. Because let us understand, the Malve may Ike Hadin, the karka belongs to him. There was a takone vasisa yosheba toiv. Listen, give it back to the life. That was a takone. Now, so, but if you'll give him a din yoirish, so now the malva is going to lose. The malva is losing because making a din, a fill of the life gufa can't be toivay. It's only vasisa yosheba toiv. So since the malva will have a hefsid, so that's why we don't say the tovale of the life. Lekach ochle havik yerish, some say that the malva. Vleik mehada mimonashech. Dafil yerish have loy mahada. Even though he is a din yerish, but here it's loy mahada, because the din yerish will be absent to the malva. If there's a hefsid, so why was there takonis ushe? There's a hefsa to the lekech also. The lekech bought the karka from the isha. Why is there takana susha? Rabbi Yeshe Bechaninim, before he shows them, the lekuches avsedu anafshayu. The lekuches, who told them to buy a karka from an isha? She's getting married. The husband, Alpi Cheshbin, is supposed to yavs from the karka. So who told you to buy the karka? So here, avsedu anafshayu, here they gave madin lekeach rishain, even though the lekuches are going to lose.
Sagt die Gemara weiter, Agvei ihu b'choivoi, ligi bo Rav Ache v'Ravine. Now the Gemara is clearing on the din of Shuma Hodro Lo'ilom. So the din Shuma Hodro Lo'ilom was said when Bezdin took away a karke from the Loive. So as Mishum Basisa Hayosho v'Atoiv, there was a takone that accept the money from the leiva and give back the karka. That is, if Bezdin took away bal kol choy shel leiva his karka. What's agvei ihu b'choyvoi? What if the leiva, the malva comes to him, pay me up the choy. He says, listen, I don't have any cash with me. Take this karka. But he gave it to him mi daite. So here there's a svara to say, listen, you gave me the karka, finished. That means you weren't forced to give me the karka. Bezdin didn't take it away. You gave me the karka, so finished. You gave me the karka, this is my karka, guten tog. Here you can't be poided the karka anymore. Could be the whole din of Shuma Hodra Loilam is only if it was taken away from you, Bal Kochoi. So then you said, listen, my hands were tied, I couldn't do anything about it, so good, I took away the karka. Now I have money, give me back the karka. But if he gave him, he died, it could be, this already is a finished Isaac. That means he gave him the karka, he's paid up, it's his karka, and I couldn't talk. You can't ask it back again. Agvei I hu b'choivoi. Pligi bo Rav Ache v'Ravin. This is Machlokes Rav Ache v'Ravin. Chad Omar Hodro, v'chad Omar Loi Hodro. Man de Omar Loi Hodro, the man de Omar that says Loi Hodro, that it's finished, it belongs to the Malva. Sova
high zvina malye. This already was a good transaction. You paid him up. You gave him the karka. You gave him the karka. Bezin didn't take it away from you, so you were masking to give him the karka. Now you can't tell him, give me back the karka. No, it's not called he sold it to him. Listen, he didn't want to get embarrassed for to schlep him to Bezin. Bezin should be going with the karka from him. So to avoid embarrassment, he gave him the karka, but now he's interested in giving him the karka. He'd love to give him money. No, he didn't have any money at the present time, so he gave him the karka. Fine. Now, another din of shumen. Ume'emas ochel peir. Zot Rashi. Let's see, Adri b'chayvoy, le'el mahada, gabi shumen. Kloima, im lo yishamu bezdin le'malva al kolchei shaloiv. If it was not nisham bal kolchei shaloiv, v'kom le'ma atzmoy, and the loive alone decided to give him the kalka. Loi trichei lidin, va'omar loi tul kalka zeh b'chayvach. So mamei we have a machloikis, if hodra loya. Now, may aim asai oichol peiris, mi sheshom aloi bezdin kalka b'chayvach, may aim as hi knuyo loi Lechel Peiros. When does it become his to eat Peiros? Now, let us just mention one nekude. When Bezdin is goive a karke for a malve, so I saw in Beis Lechem Yude, the malve does not have to make a kinyan on the karke. When Bezdin is goive the karke for the malve, it's automatically it's his karke. He doesn't have to make a new kinyan on the karke. So Memele, so the Shaila is, when does it become the Malvis Kalke that the Peiris which grew on the Kalke belong already to the Malva? So we have here a three-way Machloikis. Rabba Oma Michimate Matye Adrachta Liyode. When the malve was given from Bezdin and Adrachte, so then the peiris of the karka belonged to him. When he got the Adrachte, we'll see the Adrachte is a document from Bezdin. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. When Bezdin gave him over this Adrachte, so automatically the karka is his, and the peiris which grew on the karka from that time and further belonged to the mouth. That is what Rabbi says. Abaya Omar Eidov Bechsumov Zochin Loi. Abaya says, no. Before that, before Bezdin gave him the Adrachte, the minute Bezdin signed the Adrachte, so from this man, so he's already zoiche in the kalke, and the peiris belong to him. In Rava Omar, mechishlimi yemei achraste. Much later, the kalke belongs to him, mechishlimi yemei achraste. Now let us see exactly what we're talking about. Meimesai oichol peiris, mishu shomolei bezdin kalke b'choyvei. Meimesi knuyoloi lechol peiris. Adrachte la'achar tishim yoim shenifsak adin. That means like this. When Bezdin paskins, the loive has to pay, they give him 90 days. He has a 90-day period to pay, to dig up money, to borrow money, to sell up, to do whatever he wants. They gave him a 90-day period to pay up. After the 90 days pass, and right to the labor is timing ainly, and he's not cooperating with the Psak Bezdin. Bezdin kois tamrinu bavikame de Bezdin koismin adrachte. Shtar psak din anichsei loive. This is a pshah psak din anichsei loive. Now what is? Shebechol mokem sheyimtzeim misheloi, wherever he'll find a karka of the loive, yitchem is permitted to take it, umoyschem loyashta. So that means, the way Rashi says pshat, that the drachte is, now he starts looking, the loive comes, I don't know anything, only finished. He has an adrachte, a psagdin, that if he finds a karke, in Alaska, wherever it is, he finds a karke that belongs to the loive, he has a right to take this karke. He has a right to take this karke. This is the adrachte. Now he goes on the, it's a wild goose chase, or he finds something, but he has the adracht in his hand to, that whenever he'll find a karka that belongs to the loive, he has a right to take it. In eight of the sumo, miyoim shenechtam shtar adrachta bebezdin hafal pi shaloi poli yodai. And Abaye said, more than that, not when they gave him the adracht, when Bezdin signed this document, so from then on, the karka belongs to him. Zamayadik Ritve, the Ritve asks on Rashi, he doesn't understand, she said, doesn't understand how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. He says, this Hadrachte is a koyach, that if he finds a karka, he can take it. But how could you say that he's going to find a karka in another 5 months? So how could you say that the peiros belong now to him? He's going now and he's searching for a karka. He says, later there's a shtar chalateta. The shtar chalateta means after he comes, he found the karka, then he comes again to Bezdin, and Bezdin tears up this adracht and that gives him a shtar, you can take this karka. So he says that, he says, okay, good, Bezdin wrote, you can take this karka. So now we have a karka, we know what we're talking about, so now we can say the parents of this karka belongs to the Malva. But Kozman, he's still searching for a karka. How can you say the karka is going to find belongs now to him? He doesn't, he vehemently disagrees with Rashi. This is the Ritva's kasha on Rashi. About Kaponim, this is Rabbi and Abaye. And Rabbi said, "Mishi show me yemei achaste." He disagrees with Rabbi. Af al pi shebo adrachta liyode, even though he got adrachta, v'leimotze nechosim laloive ad laachazman, and they first find nechosim later, 5 months later. Uchshemotze, now that he found the karke, huskok lovei lebezdit, now he has to come to Bezdin again. He found the kach. He comes to Bezdin. Umachizen sheyesh kan karka limke. Now Bezdin is machiz. He found this karka in this and this town. So now Bezdin puts up signs karka for sale. Now what is pshat that Bezdin is putting up signs karka for sale? Bezdin is not in the real estate business, but in Yesod, Bezdin wants to find out what is the true value of this karka. That means he owed them X amount of money. We're taking a karka as a payment as a payment of the halvah. But now we need a shumer of how much the karka is worth. And one of the oifanim to be mevare, how much the karka is worth, is by putting it for sale, and we'll see what the bids are. The highest bid, we'll take it for that price. But al kaponim, now you need, and now we're machis, this karka is for sale. Now we're machis, the karka is for sale. Alfa pishebo atrachta riyota, v'loimotzo nechosim loloivad la'achazman, uvshemotzo, now that he found the karka, huske klovi lebezn, now he has to come to Bezn, Umachizen, Bezdin now gives a chosa, sheyesh kan karka limka, kedumdin in Belchem. Now we put up signs that there's a karka for sale. Vimbo ze, וקיבלו ביויסר ממה ששמעו אחרים. Now Rashi says an interesting thing, the Beislachim Yudai says Moilandus Rashi. That means like this, that so they came to bits, one person is willing to give 1,000, another is willing to give 1,200, another is willing to give 1,500. That's the bit. And the Malva says, I'll take it for 1,600. So that means, so he's willing to be moisif on the achoze, he was a vekibla biyoisam mimasha shemu acherim, moisrim oisai biyodoi laacha shekolo yemei achoze. You give it to him. That means, so the Beislachim Yudu wants to be medayik from Rashi, that means the only time the karka is his, if he's moisif on the shume. If he's not moisif on the shume, that means if he have a loikeyach that wants to buy it for 1,500, he also wants to give 1,500, then you sell it to the leker and give him the money. He only ends up with real estate if he's moisef on the shum, he's taking it for 1,600, the chayv for 1,600. So my main mozeh v'kiblo b'yoyseh mimah sheshimu acherim, moisrim oisei b'yodoi l'ache shekol yimei achozem, m'sheches elchem m'foshim kam yom machizim b'ek shumai yusayim, v'adishomei anach yoymei havi peri deloive. Till the yimei achozem, that means this yimei achozem, how long bezin is machiz, And so Kozma business machis is still on the market, the payers belong to the loiver. Shomu Yemeyachose, now we're up to that, that he's gonna take it for this and this amount, he's moisav on the achose. We give it, then when he was Maisa, then automatically it becomes his, again, without a Maisa Kinyan, and the payers belong to him. Rova Oma Latsi Taisus Mechisholmu Yemei Achaste. Vim Taime Bishile Hanoise, the Oma Rova. It's a very interesting Maisa, but there we won't go into the Maisa. Rova said, someone wanted to be goyva karke, and Rava said, achvi adrachtech. Show me your adrachte. Since the adrachte wasn't written properly. Anyway, ba'osam Rava galsini midoma ba'amaru doma yachayis toy seifu, v'ayna Rava, the person came up here coming. So, l'chayre satoismus has a stire from Rava and Rava. Here, Rava says, mechi show me yamei achaste, that's when you say in the peiris. And there in Ksubis it says, Achvei Adrachtech, V'yeshloima, that the Pshatnik Mon Ksubis is different. Achvei Adrachtech, V'yishap Eksive, if the Adrachtech was written properly, Havigovim V'yoymed Achastet. That means the Adrachtech, he was finding that the Adrachtech wasn't written properly. So Mamela, so the whole thing is bottle and mavutal. But really, the schus in the Paris is me show me yeme achaste, but that rachte, that had to be written properly. The is the garsi bishmeiden, rovo ome mechimote yad rachte liyodei. Others are goyres, because of this kasha, that rov is the one that says that it's his me show the mechimote yad rachte liyodei. The boss ahochi rabbe, lefize osish tvei bipshite, so then it's very good. Ahita anoise, because it's achvi adrachte, and according to Rove, the schus and the peiris come as soon as they got adrachte. Aye, but we have a problem. If Rove sheet is the adrachte, so the seder is very modern, first Rove, then Abaye, then Rabbe. So Taisvi says, Vigdem Rove labaye v'rabbe mishim the adrachte, koidem lachaste. We're going according to the Seder Advarim. even though usually we bring Rabba first, but since the Adracht is before the Achosa, V'divrei Abayi Domei Dibusun Zochanoi, Mi Yishev Trei L'shan Isbosa, Divrei Rova Mikoytem. Because first you have to say, we Cheshbu with Adracht, and then Rova says, and Abayi says, not only Mi Miboat, but Mibos Adracht Ali Yodai, no, Eidibusumim Zochanoi. Now, we're going to learn the next Mishnah and a little of the Gemara, and then we're just going to start to be Mevayel the Sugya. We have to know this is a very, very, very difficult Mishnah in Gemara. That's, we should be prepared for this. Hasoichel Pore Mechaveiroi. Someone who rented a Pore Mechaveiroi. Now, so far, so good. This is understandable. Reuven rented a pore from Shimon. So, if I rent a pore, so that means the shimush of the pore, I rented it for Chodesh Elul. Huh? So, Chodesh Elul, I rented the shimush of the pore. I'm paying you for the shimush. I rented it. Fine. I rented the pore. Levi comes over to Reuven. He says, maybe can I see you have a pore? Maybe do me a favor. Maybe lend me the pore you rented. And lend it to me. Fine. Reuven is a chagute. Fine. So Levi needs the pore maybe more than him. So he lends the pore to Levi. Well, we have a whole shaila in the Gemara. Was he allowed to do it? Wasn't he allowed to do it? But we won't get into this sugya. We'll say he was allowed to do it. Fine. He was allowed to do it. So the Reuven's pore that he had rented from Shimon, he lent it to Levi. Umeisa kedalka. Now, the pore died. Now, so l'chayre, let us just think out loud for a minute. So now we have a very interesting situation. A seicher is potter from Misa. So the Reuven should come to Shimon, and they'll tell Shimon the guy, I'm potter, finish, a seicher is potter from Misa. It's my potter, I don't know you anything. Now this Reuven comes to Levi, he tells Levi, I lent you the pore, a shoyl is chayim bonsim. So you have to pay me, you're my shoyl, I lent it to you, so you have to pay me, for the onsim. Meirdik. Alpi cheshbin, l'chayr it should be like that. And that's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Umeisa kidaka, is yishova ha-seicher shameisa kidaka. So the Seichel will swear Shemeso Kedalka, that means he has to be Mavarah to the Masker, then it died. Maybe it died Bipshia. So if the Seichel knows, if he doesn't know, there's a problem. But the Seichel knows it was Meso Kedalka. He was there when he was visiting the Shoyal, and then the heart attack and it died. It was Meso Kedalka. So he'll swear to his Masker, Shemeso Kedalka. Vashoyel yishalem l'seicha. And the shoyel will pay the seicha. Omar Rabbi Yitzi keitzet haloises schoire beparosi shal chaveira. Rabbi Yitzi. Shem v'shamayim. It's Yenem's por, and he's doing business with Yenem's por. He's getting revochim from Yenem's por. Aletachzer por lebailim. So Poshet Rabbi Yossi means that the Shoyul has to pay the masker. Let us see Rashi. Ha-Seicha Pora Mechaveri, for Omar Tzeicha B'Yishilo La'acher, La'aseis Bo Yimei Schirusoi, that you could work with it, Yimei Schirus, I'm lending it to you. Yishova Ha-Seicha La'masker, Shemeisa Kedako, U'Pota, and he's Pota, So we have to understand the Oimek HaDvarim, what the Machlokes is Abyeisim the Chachamim, we'll just learn a little of Gemara, which will perhaps make things a little more difficult, and then we'll stop here. Amalei Ravidi Bar Ovin Rabbi. Michtei, Seicher b'mai koni lahai pore. How was the Seicher koine the pore? Yishvui. He swears that it was Mesek in the Alkin. That's how he's koine the pore. Now this terminology, koine the pore, is difficult to understand, but let's just go further. So, but yes, he's koine the pore with the Shvui. The name of Le Maske Le Seicher Dal An the Dal Shvuase. Let the Maske tell the Seicher, listen, I don't want you to swear to me. I don't want your Shvuah. Vano Mishtoino Dino Vahadi Shoyim. I'm going to go to the Shvuah. I don't need your Shvuah. You'll swear, then it's Shalom Al Yisrael. You swear, you put it to pay me, and then you'll get a month from the Shoyim. I don't want your Shvuah. And so finish, and you don't swear. I'm going to go to the show. That was Ravidi Barovin's Kasha Labai. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi told him, Ravidi, you have a big misconception over here. Misovres Seicher Bishvua de Kokonilo. The Seicher is koine with the Shvua, and therefore the Masker can tell the Seicher, don't swear. So it's not yours, and then Alman from the Shoyo. Mishas Misu de Koni. That means as soon as the Behemoth died, he's Pata already. He's Koine. We'll use the Lashna Gemara. He's Koine the Por as soon as it died. Not the Shvua makes it is. Ushvuik de Lohofis Daitoi Shobalabais. The sole purpose of the Shvua is the Baal HaBos is a little nervous. Listen, maybe you were Pesheya, maybe it wasn't Anoinis. The Shvua is only to satisfy you. You're worried, you're choshed me, I'll swear. But Me'iker Adin, as soon as the Behemah died, Bo'inis, I'm kind of the poor already. You don't want me to swear? Give Aldik, I won't swear. But I'll kapon him, I'm finished with you. I was kind of the poor as soon as the Behemah died. So Memele, so that was a psakash of Ravidi Barovin and Abayis Taretz. Bishvue shunishba lemaske, lohofis daitei shaloyoyma poshatabot.